This is an observation.
I'm just observing.
I know.
That I know nothing.
I know,
about.
But this is an observation on my part. This is commentary. This is not a question.
Yeah.
Is, as I was talking yesterday about the seed and the fruit.
Yeah.
Is that in reading those, in Baba giving those, it seems to me that's the state in which one, as I would feel it, as I imagine it, a leap into imagination, leap of imagination, that one, that there is, that the heart is truly, fully alive, and that there is nothing, that it is real, real one-pointedness, and there is nothing but the lover and the beloved. Now, I'm not talking about claims. I don't know. It's just in hearing those lines, that's what I, that's where my imagination leaps towards, that. Francis's guzzles, or what Baba has done through Francis, or whatever it is more like, well, we're here, we are, and it's like the normal kind of mundaneness of being around him or trying to be with him.
Yeah.
Whereas what Baba has given through Bao or whatever is more, that's the feeling I get in reading that. In
your heart is the place for him.
Yeah. That's all. That's just
and being your heart, you are there too.
That's what you meant by discovering yourself there.
Yes, how it is. Heart is the place where one who, to whom the heart belongs is his responsibility to adorn the heart with his presence. So where the heart is, so naturally he should be there. And because it's your heart, then you must be there too. So that's how it is, the dialogue between the heart, between yourself and the beloved. Yeah, that's what it is.
But,
it's common.
But you said when you discover yourself, is that what you meant?
Not here.
Oh, okay.
It was some time back I said.
Right. A different thing, different point.
Why do you mix up these issues? This is what the madness of those divanas have said. You go on probing, and what do you find? You find yourself. And when you find yourself, you don't even have the last laugh. You are it.
Jack's going to be awfully disappointed when he finds out it's just the small. It's just Jack after
That's
all.
What these people say. I have nothing to say on that.
Right. Theoretically, I was just curious.
It's not even theoretically I'm saying it. Hypothetically I'm saying it.
Hypothetically. But further speaking hypothetically.
Poor Jack. I want to be his perfect master and give him that sap.
Yeah. You want to be...
Yeah. Or just
good.
Whatever.
Then for,
just like
then for his...
Ramakrishna and
then for his... Then for his sake...
Please take it back, master. Take it back. I can't handle it.
Then for his sake, you try to become perfect master. For his sake, at least do that.
Okay.
Yeah, what is it? These people, they will never understand. They'll always laugh, they'll always ridicule, they will not take anything serious.
Actually, they're my benefactors.
Yeah, that's true. They are our benefactors.
Oh, yeah, benefactors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what is it? What is it?
Hypothetically.
What were you saying?
There's nothing to say.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Jack.
No, I'm not, I'm just saying, just thinking of what you said, just waiting for more commentary on that thing.
Well, the more, there's no commentary, the only commentary is that never speak of such thing in the company of those whom you do not know whether they would receive it or they would reject it. Only when you are sure that the company will receive it, then speak out freely. Otherwise, you become responsible for the rejection because they don't know. For him, this boy, he does not know.
I feel insulted now.
He does not know anything.
Oh.
So you become the cause of having broached this subject, which we rejected.
I feel insulted. I didn't reject it.
But I'm not there.
This boy.
Are you there? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that you were
definitely
there.
Definitely. I am.
But then how come that you are here? Then you say you were not. Then why are you taking yourself to be somebody?
Because I don't understand any of that.
But I didn't point at you. I pointed in the direction of somebody.
You're rich. I'm not that dense.
No, come on.
No, I feel insulted.
Look at this fellow. He says that he is not involved in it. It is not meant for him. And yet he asserts that I pointed out at him. How is it possible? It's contradiction. What is this great contradiction, you see? Don't you think he's contradicting himself? He says that, don't point at me, I'm not that.
That Jack's longings, and I would like to fulfill them, because we talk about these things a lot.
But then strive for becoming perfect master just for his sake.
I think I'm going to do it. Yes!
There was your chance.
No, but it's a great lesson that we have to learn from this, what you have just now said. See this, I'm saying it, that well, it is said so by the wise one. And then I pointed here, like this, and you took upon yourself.
Because I thought teasing Jack about it, which I really wasn't.
No. What I'm saying is this, it all stemmed from that, no doubt. But you were not teasing. Yes, it's in...
Lighthearted.
Lighthearted conversation based on the subject.
This is PG?
Talking about that, okay.
So what happens is that this is a great lesson that we have to learn. When I pointed at you and you objected, and you said that I'm not that, and yet you give cognizance to yourself. You follow what I'm saying, the depth between. You didn't follow that.
How could I not give cognizance to myself?
But you said that you are not that. You yourself are asserting that I am not that person who will ridicule Jack.
And the very statement.
And the very statement, when I point at you, you say that I am pointing at you. And I am not that. But if you are not that, then you had nothing to say. You were not there. You follow what I am saying? This is what happens in the world. When person ridicules you, points at you and does anything, and if you are not that, it doesn't affect you. It doesn't touch you at all, let alone affecting.
So no reason to respond.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. So there's nothing, because you are not that, so it's fine.
Yeah, okay.
So we have to learn the lesson from that.
Okay.
Anybody trying to tell you something, you see, and you are not there.
Yeah, okay.
Just as Buddha had said, you know that story about Buddha, that gift? About the students who came and abused him and all sorts of, you know, rebukes and all that hurled at Buddha in the garden.
You know much more about Buddha's life story than I know.
No, it's Buddha's life story, Buddha.
Buddha, right.
He lived with Buddha. So
the students came, you know, and he was sitting quietly in a nice stately posture and all that. Students were there. At the time there was a university too. Schools were there at the time of Buddha. And the students looked at him and said, oh, is that the one, Siddharth? Look at him, see the way that, see what he makes of himself, you see, and all that. And they all joined hands and their thoughts and all, they started, reeling out rebukes towards him and ridiculing him and all that. And he just looks there, says nothing, and nothing seems to touch him at all. And each one took his turn and started, what is the word?
Taunting?
Taunting, and there's a word, R, begins with R in English.
Ridicule?
No.
Reviling?
Reviling. That's right. Reviling. So nothing seemed to have touched him and all. And each one had his turn, everybody had finished and nothing was... And when each one had his own turn, each one had said everything, and there is nothing more to be said. And they scoffed at him and they turned their backs and were leaving. So leaving Buddha. And then Buddha called them. Come here, friends, come here. They come there. This is the first time he has spoken something to them. So they listen. He says, I would like to know, if somebody were to give you a gift, and you don't want to accept it, To whom does the gift belong to? What is there to ask? It belongs to the person who has given, who is offering the gift. He says, then will you please take back everything that you have given me now? Because I don't accept it. It comes back to them. They have to fill their own satchels with that, what they have said. Yeah.
There's another very simple story about the Buddha one time.
Tell us.
He went into a village and he was out begging. And I think perhaps many, many religious teachers have been that way. And this man rushed out with a stick. He was very angry. He said, what is your teaching? What is your teaching? Yeah. And the Buddha said, I do not contend with anyone.
Yeah, that's so, so sweet of him. Yeah.